Segment 1.4 Notes to the Reader, Part 4. One of the two major issues that were implied previously is the issue of guru. This treatise is the core, or heart, if you will, of a white paper, currently a work in progress, that is entitled Guru and Disciple Tattva, According to Srila Prabhupada. This white paper will reveal a very large quantity of references that Srila Prabhupada made in regards to the issue of guru. In addition, it will show you many references that he made in regards to being a disciple of a guru, as well. In this treatise, you will only see a fraction of the references that can be found in the white paper. Srila Prabhupada has said, "Everything is in my books. And my books will be the law books for the next 10,000 years." Hence, it is not possible for anyone to say that Srila Prabhupada did not leave us sufficient, adequate, enough, satisfactory, necessary, and appropriate instructions and orders in regards to the issue of guru and disciple. In these instructions and orders, there is no ambiguity, no vagueness, no uncertainty, and no doubt. Moreover, all of the references Srila Prabhupada made on the issue of guru and disciple are personally verifiable by any aspiring disciple who is searching for a guru. He or she will understand what a guru is and what a disciple is. In addition, any Gaudiya Vaisnava who is stimulated to take up the responsibilities of a Diksha or a seeks a guru, it is absolutely essential to read and study what Srila Prabhupada and the past Acharyas wrote and or spoke in regards to the symptoms and qualifications of who can be either of these two types of gurus. Moreover, these numerous and brilliant references are absolutely personally verifiable. All scripture quoted has been obtained with the aid of Srila Prabhupada's Veda-based version prior to 2003. Thus, you can be assured that unaltered works by Srila Prabhupada are presented in this treatise. Only the English translations of scriptural references have been used. Diacritic and accent marks have been removed, mostly for the convenience of computer voice software used in making audiophile versions of each segment of this treatise. Most purports are complete, while a few have only the pertinent portions listed. Moreover, everything that you will find in this treatise is in harmony with Gaudiya Vaisnava Sampradaya Siddhanta, and can be confirmed and supported by the principle of Guru, Sastra, and Sadhu. This term will be referred to as Guru, Sastra, and Sadhu going forward. According to Vedic knowledge, spiritual truth is revealed through three harmonious sources, the scriptures, sastras, the disciplic succession of previous saints and teachers, sadhus, and one's own spiritual master, guru. When these three authorized sources agree, the information presented is conclusive and incontrovertible. Srila Prabhupada wrote in purport to Srimad Bhagavatam 1.4.1, "Personal realization does not mean that one should, out of vanity, attempt to show one's own learning by trying to surpass the previous acharyas. He must have full confidence in the previous acharyas, and at the same time he must realize the subject matter so nicely that he can present the matter for the particular circumstances in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the text must be maintained. No obscure meaning should be screwed out of it, yet it should be presented in an interesting manner for the understanding of the audience. This is called realization." In the Narada Bhakti Sutra 7.5 purport, Srila Prabhupada wrote, "The bhakti method of receiving truth is by parampara, or disciplic succession. It is confirmed by a checks and balances system of hearing from guru, sastra, and sadhu. On the other hand, one who rejects the parampara system and persists in hearing argumentation will never understand the absolute truth." Lecture at Tittenhurst, England, December 1969, Srila Prabhupada said, "These three, guru, sastra, and sadhu, should corroborate one another. If the spiritual master says something that is not in the sastra, that is not good. Similarly, a saintly person, a sadhu, also does not disregard the regulative principles of sastra. As instructed by Srila Prabhupada in Srimad Bhagavatam 1.4.1 purport. The writer of this treatise has full confidence in the instructions and orders of the previous acharyas, and at the same time, has understood the subject matter nicely enough, so that the subject matter of this treatise will be presented in a suitable manner. The original purpose of the All the Text by Srila Prabhupada and the past acharyas will be maintained. No obscure meaning will be screwed out of it, yet it will be presented in an interesting manner for your understanding.